This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. Now, Glacier Banks Community Conversations. 15 minutes with one of Northwest Montana's newsmakers.
Glacier Banks totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. So this morning we welcome the person who's going to help us understand what AJ Montana is all about. Good morning, Gabrielle.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you.
Good to have you with us this morning. It's a snowy day here where we are. Where are you?
I am located in Helena, Montana, and I shoveled off my driveway this morning. And I think we have 8 inches. It's quite the wintry day.
Oh, boy. So, AJ Montana. Most of us have never heard of it before, so help us understand what it's all about.
Yes, AJ Montana is the acronym for the nonprofit. It stands for American Jobs for America's Youth Montana. And our mission is to build life skills and work skills in young adults around Montana. So we really focus on high school age students and recent graduates and support them in connecting them with paid positions, providing mentorships, and also providing work skills training. We want to make sure that they are getting the support they need as they enter the realm of adulthood, and they're learning the skills they need so they can be as successful as possible once they are on their own as fully fledged adults.
What sorts of things do these young people run into as they begin making the transition to adulthood?
Absolutely. So the research has shown that 50% of us get jobs because we know someone. So if you think about the first job you got or throughout your career, likely someone encouraged you to apply for a position. I know I worked on my family farm as my first job, so I knew my boss. And our young people who are 15 to 19, they just don't have that many professional connections. And so we really want to open doors for them that they can't open on their own. They may be very excited about a construction position, but they don't know anyone who's ever worked in construction. They don't know how to apply for that job. They don't know what might be required. And so through our program, it's called the Summer Jobs Program. It's a single application. We interview them, learn about their skills, about their interests, and then we connect them to employers who are excited to hire young employees. We have students who are, you know, maybe struggling to graduate high school, and we have students who are valedictorians and everything in between. And so regardless if they've worked before or haven't worked before, we're able to provide an opportunity and an experience for students that moves them along their career pathway. A lot of students, I think, we've run into students who, if they've never worked before, aren't even sure how to fill out a job application. And it's very daunting when you think, oh my gosh, I have to fill out 5 or 10 applications to get hired. And some applications are online. Some people want you to come into their organization and talk to them in person. Some organizations, you know, big corporations like Home Depot, they have an online system that can be difficult to navigate if you're not familiar with those systems. And so we can provide support to our students in those initial steps. And then we also provide support the entire way. So we do some foundational work skills training, and we provide mentoring. So while they're in the job, they also have support as they're really practicing what it's like to be a quality employee.
Okay, so that's what you do. Now, you mentioned students. Do you interface with them while they're still in school, or is this a school itself you're talking about?
No, so we are a nonprofit, and we serve students outside of the school system. We very closely partner with schools. We also partner with chambers of commerce, economic development associations. It's a very collaborative program because my organization just has 1.5 staff people, but we serve students in 6 regions. And so the program is extremely collaborative. AJ Montana is the backbone organization, and we work with a local team in each of our service regions that includes representatives from the school district, from the nonprofit Reach Higher Montana that serves high school students, from chambers of commerce, local colleges, et cetera. And so with that team in each community, we can really leverage the expertise and relationships and knowledge of each local community to connect with employers in the area and the young adults in the area or high school students, and then also to recruit volunteer mentors.
Well, you guys got a big job ahead of you there to make all that happen. And then there's the education element, and we'll kind of dive into that with Gabrielle Eklund Rowley right after this.
Have you ever signed up for a product or service and asked for more strings attached, please? I don't think so. What you do want is great service, dependability, and value. Easy, no hassles. We can help you with that. This is Cedar Hardy for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. Totally free checking at Glacier Bank is just that. Free, no fine print, no minimum balance required, and no hidden fees. When you open your account, you'll receive a gift. We hope that's okay. Glacier Bank will also buy back your checks and debit card from another financial institution and apply a $25 credit to your new account. Sound good? It is good. You can depend on Glacier Bank to deliver what we offer. No strings attached. Isn't that what you really want?
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
The American Jobs for American Youth, AJ Montana. And you have the executive director, Gabrielle Eklund Rowley, with us. Gabrielle, I'm curious to know how you came to this position.
Oh, that's a great, great question. I grew up in central Montana on a wheat farm, but then I left the state of Montana to go to college, and I had a career working with young people. I've always been involved in youth development, and I'm very passionate about experiential education. So I think learning through doing is very impactful. And moved back to Montana because here I wanted my children to be living near their grandparents. And someone I had worked with in the past suggested I reach out to the executive director at the time, and because they were looking for a part-time program director. And so I was very excited to get involved, knowing that I had a lot of people who helped me when I was a young adult, and I wouldn't be where I was without their help. And I always look for opportunities to give back, and I get a lot of satisfaction by helping others.
Well, you certainly are doing that in this role as executive director of AJ here in Montana. What about in choosing a career and deciding you got to move forward? You need maybe a college education?
Sometimes you do, absolutely. And there's a lot of careers where you can be very successful with a four-year degree or a two-year degree or even some certificate programs through the community colleges like SVCC, Helena College. There's, I think, more options than we even realize.
So what can you do to help kids get connected into college?
Specifically through AJ Montana?
Yeah.
During the summer jobs program, students who sign up for the program have said, I want to learn more about being a good employee. I want to learn more about my options for the future. And so in addition, like I mentioned, to doing the work experience and the work skills training and mentorship, students also have the option of taking free college courses while they're in the program. And those college classes are related to their work experience. So one of the classes is called Interpersonal Communication in the Workplace. So they learn about communication skills and theories, and then during the assignments, they reflect back on their work experience and how they're applying that at work. We know some students are going to go to college and some students aren't. And so we really want to make sure that we're providing pathways for that entire spectrum of students. It is an optional thing to take the college credit through our program. But for students who anticipate going to college, almost every degree program, whether it's a 2 or a 4-year program, requires a communication course. And so we felt like that was a great way to get them one more step toward their future goals.
And on the other side of this equation, We have, of course, the job seekers, and we have the people who do the hiring, the employers. Do you have any words for them?
For the employers?
Sure.
Yeah. I want to say thank you. We have some incredible partnerships across the state with employers who take the time to really develop that younger generation. It's very different hiring a 15, 16, 17-year-old than it is to hire a 30-year-old. You know, you think about 16, 17-year-olds today don't have to answer a shared phone in their home. Everyone has cell phones. So even teaching the younger employees how you want to answer the phone, there's a lot of different pieces that you need to ensure that you're teaching overtly to help them be successful in the workplace. And it does take a little extra effort, but I think it's completely worth it. We have really great retention among our partner employers who are excited about hiring young people. The young people coming in are really motivated. They're very excited to learn, and they can infuse the workplace with some good energy. And so the employers who are willing to make that extra step of investment into developing the younger employees are serving them, serving the employee, but it's really serving our community because those young folks are growing up to be the next generation of our workforce. And so it takes a village.
And I know there are several programs through the Jobs Montana, the various agencies throughout the various state counties in the state that are apprenticeship programs and things to support employers. So we're looking to hire people. The big problem we have here in the Flathead right now is we got more jobs than we have people to fill them.
Absolutely. I think that's a statewide problem. It's a sheer numbers problem. There are more people retiring than there are coming of age into the workforce. Something we've seen that's been really successful for employers who are wanting to fill positions is offering flexible hours. Especially for folks under 19, they may not be able to work 40 hours a week with other obligations they have of caring for siblings or sports teams. And sometimes, you know, we've had a daycare that wanted to hire students on a 7-to-5 shift. And those 4 10-hour days are very attractive for some adults, but it was too long of a day for the younger employees. And so they broke those days into two shifts. And then we're able to hire more students. And so there's a lot of ways, I think, you know, that's just one very small example, but we're all needing to get creative because I know that it is an issue across the state in every community. And I know once we hire someone, if you can treat your employees well and that retention, then it really saves you a lot of money and time as an employer. I wish I had a silver bullet and an answer for you about the workforce. But I don't. And so what we're trying to do here at AJ Montana is ensure that the students who are moving up into those positions that are open are getting just a little additional support so they're a little more ready to go. You know, talking about, we do a training on time management. We do a training on customer service and conflict resolution, knowing that those are skills we build throughout a lifetime. But if we can provide a few strategies before they enter their first job or their second job, they're going to be just that much more successful and that much more of a valuable employee to their employer.
Gabrielle Eklund Rowley is our guest, and we're talking about AJ Montana. And Robin's going to kind of ask you, where do we go from here right after this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This may seem like a silly question, but hear me out. My name is Courtney Holquist with Glacier Bank, member FDIC. When operating a business, would you rather things run smoothly or be a hassle? Easy answer, right? Using efficient products and services makes all the difference. Totally free business checking with Glacier Bank is one of those tools. It helps smart business owners like you keep profits up and costs down. Our totally free business checking requires no minimum to open and no monthly service charges. You also get 3,000 free monthly transaction items. Whether you're just starting out or expanding, Glacier Bank wants to keep your business running smoothly and succeed beyond your wildest dreams. Go to glacierbank.com, call, or visit. How about today?
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
We're talking today to Executive Director Gabrielle Eklund Rowley. She's with the American Jobs for American Youth, AJ Montana. And you said that you partner with schools throughout because you're a staff of 1.5. You've got your work cut out for you. Now, you mentioned FVCC here, and we had a conversation with them not too long ago, John, and Kalispell Public Schools has a Head Start program and interfaces with FVCC. Who are your partners that you're working with here in Flathead Valley?
Yeah, so Flathead Valley Community College, the Kalispell School District, the Flathead Chamber of Commerce, Job Corps, and Reach Higher Montana, and the Big Four School District. They're, I think the school districts in the Flathead region are we're really doing an incredible job of creating opportunities for students to, again, have that experiential education. You know, it's one thing to learn something in a classroom, and it's an entirely different thing to be able to go out and practice it and experience it on a firsthand level. And so we do partner with schools, but we really serve the students in the late spring and summertime.
Okay.
So that we're not conflicting with the schools who also run their own internship programs throughout the school year.
Okay. Now, one of the things, working with first-time students that are, you know, we all mowed lawns and things like that when we were young. But, you know, a real job where you're going in and you're getting a paycheck, do you explain to them, you know, they get that first paycheck and they go, what's FICA?
Yeah.
Because they see that big bite, you know. Where's my money? Well, that's, you know, that's what we're getting back now, John,
yes.
You know, through Social Security. Now, specifically, Gabrielle, the counties, we learned that you're working with our schools here in Flathead Valley. Are you all over the state in every county?
No, unfortunately. As I mentioned, we're a small but mighty organization. So as of right now, our capacity allows us to be in 6 regions.
Okay.
So we are in the Helena area, serving Helena, East Helena, Townsend, and Boulder. We have a program in Anaconda, in the Bozeman area, in Yellowstone County, in the Flathead for the last few years, and then also in Whitehall, which is a small community near Butte.
Okay. During this period of time, how many students would estimate have you served?
We just finished our 5th year of the Helena program, and that was the pilot. And we expanded to these other regions 2 years ago, and then Bozeman just this year. So in total, we've served over 230 students over the course of those 5 years.
Well, that's great, because this is a step into the workforce and getting a career.
Yeah. So the next big question, Gabrielle, is how do you pay for all this?
We are entirely funded by individual donors and private foundations. So we have some wonderful supporters across the state of Montana who see the value in our programming and invest in AJ Montana, which is investing in the students and the young adults in their communities. I write grants, and so private foundations such as the Gianforte Family Foundation, Dennis and Phyllis Washington Foundation, they have offered or have funded us, Blue Cross Blue Shield, some community foundations, and then we also have some corporate sponsorships. And so we really appreciate all of the supporters across the state and actually across the country who have invested in young Montanans and want to ensure that they're going to be just as successful as we were able to be.
Well, you are like me. I grew up here in Kalispell, and when it was time for me to go on after high school, I left the state. You know, just like you did. We had to do that for, at least in those days, we had to do it because education opportunities, the higher levels weren't as widely available to us, and jobs just weren't here, and careers certainly were not here. So unfortunately, many of us were lucky enough to come back. But boy, wouldn't it be nice if our kids could just live here their whole lives?
Oh, Montana's the best state. I'm so happy to be back. And I think there are incredible opportunities in our state. We have manufacturing, high tech, construction, agriculture, healthcare, you name it, it's here. And one of the challenges, I think, being a young Montanan is not always even understanding what exists in your own community. And that's another one of our goals, is to not only open doors for students, but then also to help them understand the opportunities that are here, and hopefully motivate them to stay in Montana and offer their great value and services and time to, you know, be a Montana adult citizen in addition to growing up here.
Well, Gabrielle, thank you for the hard work you and your staff are doing, and we wish you all the success in the world with AJ Montana.
Thank you so much for having me on today. Enjoy your day and stay warm.
We'll do our best.
Working on it.
It's Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, a service of Glacier Bank, where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby. Keeping you connected to your friends and your community is an important part of the mission of Glacier Bank. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.